Run by Women in Innovation, since 2014, the Innovative Women Awards recognise and encourage women in South Australia undertaking innovative work or projects. President of Women in Innovation SA, Nicole Swain, joins us now in the studio to talk a bit about it. Good morning, Nicole.
Good morning.
So could you tell us a bit more about Women in Innovation and how it works and what you do?
Absolutely. So Women in Innovation, we're a not-for-profit organisation that is led by a board of very skilled volunteers who exists to provide a space and an opportunity for women in innovation to connect, network with other women in the space, also for men to come along and connect as well. So through the year, we run a series of networking events for our members and guests. And we also have our flagship event, which is the Women in Innovation Awards, which we're going to be holding the award ceremony in October 18th this year. And at the moment, we're on the search for fantastic SA women who are demonstrating innovation in their workplaces or in their businesses to either nominate themselves or for other people to nominate them on the fantastic contributions that they're making.
So before we discuss further this year's awards ceremony, let's go back because we mentioned that the awards started in 2014. Mm. So what was the sort of spark that led to this awards ceremony?
Sure. So this is our fifth year running the awards, and the awards are to celebrate and elevate women within STEM. So STEM being science, technology, engineering and maths. Most recently, we have also included arts and community sector for that as well. So what we found is that there was definitely a gap in terms of women being recognised for those contributions within the community or within their business environments. So we take the opportunity to celebrate, tell the stories, share the work that's being done, and there's so many amazing stories of work that is being completed here in SA, and also to provide a bank of role models for other women and girls who might be considering those areas for their future careers, to know that those inspiring women are there, to be able to see the work that they are doing. It creates that bridge and it makes those options a reality for a lot of women and young girls. It's also creating a great bank of alumni that we're very proud to have who share their experience and celebrate their success with others.
So for people to know who to nominate and why, what kind of categories are available to win on the night?
Yeah, so we have 11 categories. So we'd encourage people to pop along to the website, read about each of those 11 categories, and also read the stories of the people who have won in the past. But the categories include science, technology, maths. We have a category for regional remote innovation. We have an open category, so quite general in terms of who is innovating in their workspace. Also for innovation and entrepreneurship in government, so it doesn't have to be somebody who's working by themselves or have their own business. It can be somebody who is working within a business or within government. Really, the key is how are they challenging the status quo? How are they approaching a problem in a new way? That's what we're looking for in terms of innovation. So people can nominate somebody who, if you're listening to this and you're thinking of some names that come to mind, it's quite simple to nominate somebody. So you simply just jump online to Women in Innovation, or the Winnovation Awards. The nomination process literally takes a couple of minutes. So we encourage you to think about who is it that you would like to recognise in your business or in your community. The other thing that I would love to encourage people to do is if you're listening to this and you think this is what I'm doing, is be bold and nominate yourself. We do accept and we love to see self-nominations as well. So put yourself forward. Once you're nominated, you'll then receive some information to complete an application. The application does take a couple of hours to do, but it's quite a rewarding process in itself because it enables you to reflect on the work that you are doing, take stock and really celebrate that. Then finalists are announced mid-September, and then we get to celebrate in October 18th at the National Wine Centre.
We're speaking with President of Women in Innovation South Australia, Nicole Swain, about the 2018 Innovative Women Awards. Now, what sort of an impact have you felt from the previous years of running this award ceremony?
Well, the impacts have been quite broad, and I suppose is the direct impact for previous winners and hearing their stories. And a lot of the women who have won the awards talk about how they just saw that the work they were doing is that, you know, this is just what I do. So to be recognised and known that your work is exceptional, that's great within itself. Also the impact of, if you come along to the award ceremony, hearing this incredible work that's happening in South Australia and being really inspired by that. I mean, a couple of last year's winners, we have Louise Nobes, who has started Inspired By and Kick Coffee. And the problem that she's seeking to solve is around youth unemployment and co-design in social enterprise, and a really fantastic model. So if you've been to the old RAR site, there's Kick Coffee there, and the model around that's great. Last year, in the open category that I talked about, we had Jane Schuler, who was the winner there. And Jane's doing work in brain fitness and neuroscience and how we can increase our wellness. We also had Michelle Paraguini as a winner last year, and her business is called Life Whisperer. And Life Whisperer are providing support around fertility and software to maximise the chance of success of pregnancy through IVF. So incredible span of innovation, just to share with you the story of a few past winners, but incredible work that we should really be sharing that story within SA.
Well, it certainly sounds like a great initiative, and it's good to see that the award ceremony is continuing on 5 years later. And you've mentioned there's going to be a night in
October.
In October?
Yeah, October 18th. So that will be at the National Wine Centre. So whether you're a finalist, a supporter of a finalist, or just want to come along and be inspired, we'd love to see you there. So tickets for that will be available via our website. And the same is for quite a small fee, you can become a member of Women in Innovation, and that entitles you to come along to our series of network events through the year. So you can have this constant inspiration and motivation for yourself or for continuous improvement within your business by becoming a member.
Fantastic. Well, Nicole, thanks very much for joining us on Breakfast this morning.
Thank you.
President of Women in Innovation SA, Nicole Swain, chatting with us about the 2018 Innovative Women Awards. Nominations and applications are open now until midnight Tuesday, 31st of July.
Correct.
For more information, head to our website, www.radioadelaide.org.au.